Leia could sense Buatu's anger building, but he maintained a civil tone. And Lieutenant Aram?
Paralyzed and unable to speak, sir, the ensign reported. Apparently, the Killik venom isn't as effective against Gotals.
Well then, who is running engineering?
Buatu demanded. The Sullustan looked back toward the decimated command deck, then asked,
You? Wrong, Captain Yule.
Buatu pointed to the ship engineer's chair.
Now get to your station, get on the comm, and find out the condition of this ship.
Sir! As the Sullustan turned to obey, Buatu looked to Leia and shook his head.
These Killiks are beginning to worry me, Princess. What other surprises do they have tucked under their chitin?
Without awaiting a reply, he returned his attention to the holodisplay. The Mon Mothma was concentrating its fire on the lead ship, blowing off so many pieces that the thing looked more like an asteroid field than a capital vessel. But the Killik dartship swarms had already overwhelmed the Alliance fighter screens, and for every turbolaser stripe the Mothma delivered, it took 10. The Mothma's likeness suddenly changed to red, indicating that it had suffered a shield breach. Buatu sighed audibly, then turned to a female human who had been sticking close to his side.
Grendel, tell Commodore Darklighter to withdraw. Have all surviving 5th Fleet starfighters disengage and meet him at Rendezvous Alpha.
Grendel's eyes grew round.
Even our fighters, Admiral?
That's what I said, blast it!
Buatu barked.
And make it a direct order to both Commodore Darklighter and the Starfighter squadrons. I won't have them wasting valuable Alliance resources on pointless displays of bravery. The Akbar is lost.
Grendel brought her hand up in a smart salute.
Sir.
The rest of Buatu's staff remained silent, staring into the holodisplay and contemplating the Admiral's grim conclusion. The Akbar was trapped with its back against a binary star, with 5 Killik capital ships and a swarm of several thousand fighters coming at it with nothing in the way except a few atoms of hydrogen. The situation was hopeless, and Buatu was both astute enough to see that early on and sensible enough not to deceive himself or anyone else about their chances of escaping the trap. Leia felt Saba urging her to return to the Falcon, but she remained where she was. Something did not feel right. The Akbar's turbolasers were hammering all 5 enemy ships coming toward it, but its own shields were barely flickering. After a few moments, Buatu said,
I think the time has come for our surprise.
He went to the comm and opened a channel to the turbolaser batteries.
All batteries, switch targeting to Bug 1. Acknowledge when ready.
The Akbar's turbolaser batteries fell silent for a moment. Then the acknowledgments rolled in so fast that Leia could not keep track of them. When the comm fell silent again, Buatu said,
Fire on my mark. 3, 2, mark!
Space beyond the command deck viewport grew brilliant with turbolaser fire, and the deck shuddered with kinetic discharge. They waited breathless during the instant it took the barrage to cross the vast distance and land. Bug 1's symbol turned yellow on the holodisplay.
Affirmative hits, the sensor officer reported. Estimate 10% loss of mass.
An enthusiastic cheer rose from the survivors in the Taxal and on the command deck.
Buatu spoke into the comm.
Well done, gunnery. Odd number batteries maintain fire.
Leia did not hear the rest of what Buatu said, for Mara was suddenly reaching out to her, full of alarm and worry for Luke and Han. Leia frowned, confused, and the image of a Killik ship appeared in her mind. There were several tiny figures on it, creeping across its broken surface, noticeable only because of the pinpoints of light coming from their helmet lamps. And then, suddenly, Leia felt Luke's presence somewhere near Mara, and even more alarmed.
Leia sprang to Buatu's side.
Stop!
Luke and Han are on that ship!
Buatu lowered his furry brow, as confused as Leia had been a moment ago.
What?
Luke and Han are on Bug 1, Leia explained. Buatu's eyes widened.
You're sure?
I am, Leia said. I just felt Luke in the Force. He must have been hiding before.